It's time to ride, I pull up on the scene real fast. It's time to ride, pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, jump, head to the sky. It's time to ride, pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, jump, head to the sky.
First things first, before we begin anything, we gotta look at the fucking size of this little ass iPhone that I just got in the mail today. I know, it's like, yeah, it's like my backup. And noted, let it be noted that it's caseless. Caseless. Okay, I've gone on a complete rant about caseless phones for the longest time. Let alone online, let alone on podcasts, let alone on my own conversations individually with other people. I mean, let alone when I see people just out and about and anywhere and everywhere with their iPhones or their Samsungs, caseless. Can you fucking believe it? Can you fucking believe it, ladies and gentlemen? But, dude, oh my goodness. It makes me like, oh God, I just want to cringe whenever I see people with caseless. Like, when I, bought my iPhone for my birthday. Not the one I just got in the mail right now that I'm tripping off of, right? But I have, just point blank, it doesn't matter what phone it is. I have to have, like, the best type of fucking case that there is, man. Like, if it ain't waterproof, then it ain't a case for me. Like, if you're in the rain or, you know, you accidentally drop it in a tub of water, in which I have tested before, which is probably a dumb fucking thing for a lot of people are probably thinking, but hey, you know, I was pretty motherfucking sure that this shit was waterproof. Now, I'm not one of those dumb folks that will, like, just throw put the phone in there completely by itself without a case or anything like that, but dude, I always have to make sure I have a case, like let alone just something to grip it with, you know what I mean? It's the funniest thing ever, like, because as I pulled it out the box, literally holding it in my hand, I have an old-ass iPhone 12 case, but iPhone 12 is far bigger than this iPhone. It's iPhone 7. I don't know why. It's cheaper and all that. And it's a, I don't know, a random retarded backup or something like that for me. I don't know. It's like two iPhones, but point blank, it doesn't matter. I mean, like, for me, I'm generally like someone that would have like the best of each world. I mean, I like Galaxies. I like Samsung, but you know, my luck lands with double iPhones. I mean, you know, it's like a baby and it's like the mother. I mean, like my phone, obviously, like say when you get the 12 or you have the 12 Pro and stuff, and people have the pluses and all that. Like I thought my phone was small until I had to look at a smaller screen, let alone being the fact that I was telling Julie the other day, I was like, now that I have that other phone, I could use it to listen to music, or I could use it to watch like my shows and stuff and not have to, you know, be on the phone and not be able to use my own, because I only have just my phone and, you know, I don't have my laptop or nothing like that. Can you believe that, ladies and gentlemen? Gabriel Hernandez does not have his motherfucking laptop here. So how the fuck does he do this podcast? Well, that's all the beautiful work of podcasters. Podcasters by Spotify? Spotify for podcasters? I think Spotify for podcasters sounds better, but yeah, man. So, yeah. So it's going to be about like a few days, because you think about it in general, I don't think any motherfucking store sells iPhone 7 cases unless they're like at a Goodwill or something, or Salvation Army or some shit. I mean, because quite frankly, like, that's an old iPhone compared, like, what are we on, like, the 15 now or something like that? And, like, the 7, okay. Best bet is what I've seen for many years now, and even though I don't like to support my online addiction habit of purchasing things, I mean, you simply just swipe right and shit pops up at your front door, right? It's one of the craziest things, but, how the fuck do we get in a rant talking about a small iPhone? But yeah, point blank is, man, it's the backup. And yeah, it's going to be a few days before we get this bad boy caseless. But let alone caseless, man. The one thing you got to worry about, I mean, we got to worry about the front glass getting cracked. And now, well, this one, you have to worry about the back getting cracked. Now, this, the 7 doesn't, it's matte black. So it's black, but it's dull. It's like the dull paint, you know, matte black. And then mine is black but shiny and glassy, like, oh, like if you were to drop it, it'll cracky, you know what I mean? But who would have thought the forefront of the second episode that we've done since being called and renaming our show would be based off of iPhones and all that, ladies and gentlemen. But I mean, we're making goddamn history every fucking time we get on the show. I mean, we got the recap from July 2nd, my birthday. We got recap it from July 4th. I could have sworn on my mind there was one more big recap that we had. I mean, dude, this the complete addiction that's building up inside of me for one Threads. Has anyone got on that train, downloaded Threads by Instagram? You know, supposed to be I don't want to call it a Twitter alternative. I'm still kind of like figuring it out and shit. Like, it's not one of those things that I have fully dialed in fully. All I know is that I was explaining in a post the other day, I was talking about one of my posts the other day. It's like, you know, I've severely limited my Twitter usage, like my time, not my screen time. I mean, I would love to sit on Twitter and sit and exchange thoughts and say every single thing that I have possibly ever think of to say. But like, you know, with the account suspensions on multiple occasions and stuff for stuff that wasn't warranted and stuff like that, you know, just at the end of the day, like, dude, the amount of effort that it takes you to build up your account, the amount of followers, the amount of posts, the amount of traffic that you get on those posts and stuff, like, depending on who you are, it may not be that too difficult of a task, but it's an annoyance as well. That's the thing. It's an annoyance. So when your account gets suspended and all that, that's an annoyance. I mean, I can understand it. Like I said, like that's the thing. Like, because the second time it happened, yeah, I can understand it. Because, you know, I went back and I think I had taken like screenshots or something like that. I took some screenshots of the stuff that I potentially thought was the reasoning behind my suspension. Now, mind you guys, it wasn't a permanent suspension. It was a temporary suspension. So in my head, I'm thinking it's strike two. So point blank, fast forward to present day. So I've limited my Twitter usage. I mean, I'm still on there. You know, I'll comment. I'll say stuff here and there. I'll retweet. But, you know, I'll promote the podcast or whatever else it is, you know. But I don't know. I just, like, I'm not nervous. I mean, I could give a fuck less. You know, they want to silence the truth. They want to silence people who have a voice. And, you know, it's the world we live in. I mean, a bunch of fuck faces want to get on the internet and say dumbass shit all day. Let them. Let them be in their own cesspool of false lies and cesspool of inaccurate facts and you know, just living with a two faces. Let them live being two-faced. Let them living a false lie. You know, if anyone and everyone wants to believe what they want to believe, or, you know, understand what they want to understand, or only have one way of thinking, or, you know, if everyone enjoys going 10 steps backward to go 5 steps forward, by all means, you know, that's 100% resonated with me. But as far as it goes for my standing, you know, I put a lot of work and pride and effort into building my accounts and stuff. So, you know, obviously, because I'm not trying to protect it, but I don't know. I mean, in some ways I'd say, you know, I would never succumb to the pressures from that and not being able to say or talk about how I feel. I'm just gonna, almost translate it 100% either to the podcast and or I have, you know, been using Threads, as we said. So let's get back to Threads real quick. So Threads, it's like the Instagram. It's like almost like if it was the Instagram comment section. Some say it's like Twitter. I mean, I just feel like it's all crammed together. It's not necessarily like structured properly. I mean, there's not a lot of things. I mean, it's still brand new. Funny story was, like, I only heard of Threads because of UFC middleweight champion Israel Adesanya. So I was looking at one of his posts and I seen it Threads, and I think in my head, I'm thinking at the time, I'm like, where the fuck can I go to exercise my right for free speech? You know, take it back 3 years ago when we were talking about the COVID-19 vaccine virus. They were knowingly known for purging people's accounts, taking people's accounts down. Anyone wanted to think anything was a conspiracy, boom, they take it down. Anybody says the vaccines didn't work, boom, to take it down. Anybody says that they need more, have more clinical trials, boom, their shit gets taken down. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. They don't even give you an email. They don't even let you know. You know, that you are just left in the dark. Like that one day I woke up and my Twitter was just suspended indefinitely, permanently. And, you know, it was quite a shocker, honestly, but, you know, I believe that something like that, something is, I mean, obviously, if you, for the basic eye, it'd be something as unpredictable as COVID, not knowing what everything that was going to happen during those times. I mean, waking up every single day to the news saying that all of our select stores are closing and, you know, limiting their hours, and everything was just, you know, based off around COVID and stuff. So it was kind of like an unforsaken time in our nation, and as a time for not only America. I know it's a lot of America-based heavy stuff we talk about, but this was like one of those things that affected the entire world. That's how I was kind of able to separate my senses from it, being like thinking like, well, holy shit, dude, this is affecting the entire world, not just pussy ass United States of America, which is, by the way, the front runner for trafficking for women, men, and children, by the way. And more famously for families and stuff at the U.S. and Mexico border. We got some knowledge to drop here on this episode of Truth Speech. But first things first, guys, since we've been gone, also, I can't breathe for the first time. I'm just kidding. Since we have been gone, ladies and gentlemen, we have updated some of the artwork for the podcast as well as the link. So you hit my link tree, you click the link in my bio, you get direct access to all of my social media accounts, everything from Instagram to TikTok to the Threads, YouTube, anything and everything. You know, you get access to that. So it takes you directly to where you need to go. It takes you directly to the podcast. Subscribe, like, share, rate, review that. And you could, you know, add me on all the different platforms that there are. Truth Speech. So just go to the link in my bio and stuff like that. So you'll be able to find it. You'll be able to, I don't know. A part of me tells me I shouldn't tell people exactly how to do this because there's some fucking weirdos out there. Might as well give my address and post my credit card number on here, right? Just kidding. But anyways, man, it's been 5 days since we've been back. It's good to be back. It's good to be here. You know, I was dying to do one, man. I was dying to sit down and have an hour with everyone. Sit down and discuss the necessary things to be discussed. I mean, it's great to be back. But like I said, we got to rewind ourselves. We got to rewind ourselves, ladies and gentlemen. We got to rewind ourselves. So, birthday recap, okay, right? So, the last time we talked, I had a birthday. Well, in between the time that we last talked, I've had a birthday. Goodness, oh goodness. I really have to say, like, out of all the last, probably the last few years, not quoting because, like, pandemic or anything like that. No, just point blank, regardless of any bullshit pandemic and stuff like that. That wasn't the reason why I wasn't enjoying it. I just wasn't enjoying it because I wasn't enjoying it. You know what I mean? I always wasn't seeming like I was in the spot to where I was. I'm always like, okay, it's another year gone by, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's almost as equivalent to what people say, oh, my New Year's resolutions, and you should never have no New Year's resolutions. You should honestly just keep trying to be the best version of yourself each and every motherfucking day rather than having a New Year's resolution and putting all that unnecessary pressure on yourself. But anyways, man, also, you guys can follow me directly on Instagram, gtheking_official. That is still the same. We are not suspended anymore on Twitter. So, and we did have a brief scare earlier, speaking of Twitter. GT King official on Twitter. We did have a brief scare with the main podcast account, the verified account, because, right, I got the little dumbass iPhone, right, the little one that just came in the mail today. So, I'm turning it on. I'm figuring it out. I can't even find the word. It starts with an S. I'm substantially spotting the differences between both of these phones. I'm like, oh my god, this one has a goddamn home button. I had to swipe up on the newer iPhone, and it's like, oh my god. So I spent a good amount of time downloading all the apps that I have on here. Little do you know, I signed in the same iOS account, so we get all the same pictures, all the same text message. I'm like, oh, fuck, dude. Is there a way to turn this bullshit all off? And then I had to go into settings and all that. But, what the fuck was my point? We're even high? We're not even high, and I literally forgot. Maybe I'm having, like, dementia like Biden or something. But, yeah, GTheKing_official on Instagram, GTKingOfficial on there. So, you know how we explained previously before? I just remembered when I looked at that little iPhone. Okay, so the KW, the original Kicking with the King Twitter, right? The Twitter account that we have both the username and 150% correct, accurate passcode. I just don't have the email or phone number associated. I don't know the fucking phone number that's associated with it, but Twitter told me to, it said to use an authentication app or something like that. So, yeah, they have all this, like, you know, upgraded security and shit with, like, I've seen Snap have something like that, too. Two-factor authentication? Yeah, the authentication app. I mean, that wasn't what was my success and stuff for that. I mean, I went, it is weird because I went to my settings on my password section on my phone, and you obviously got to enter your passcode real quick, and then it shows you all the passcodes to all the apps and stuff that you use and shit. So I just had to generate a code and then get back into my original Twitter. So, dude, if I was not able to get back into my other Twitter, oh, I would have fucking raised fucking hell, man. I'd have been so fucking horrible. But yeah, so now, like I said, since we have updated it, so Truth Speech Pod on Instagram and Twitter. So Truth Speech Pod on Twitter and Instagram. Everything else is still the same. Every motherfucking thing is still the same. Same show, same MO, same everything, anything and everything. Ladies and gentlemen, we're here. We're not going anywhere. Sit back and relax. I say that as we're 18 minutes in. I dig the podcast profile picture, though, and the header and every little fucking thing that we have there. Like, this is some artwork, baby. We are on fire, a.k.a. in a fuego. And you can also send tips directly through Twitter, depending on what preferred method. I have Cash App, and I only accept Cash App. I would never tell someone to send me Cash App. I don't ever give a fuck about any kind of money making or anything off of ads or anything else under the sun. Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is free. Knowledge is power. Knowledge is free. There is no limit to how much knowledge you can learn. Talk is so fast. I'm so excited. I'm so glad to be back. So it's like, dude, I can't even find the words for some of it. There's not anything in the world that could replace that. Knowledge is absolute power. Don't ever get discouraged from someone maybe telling you to shut the fuck up because you're talking too much or you're asking too many questions. But, dude, I grew up asking so many questions because I was just so damn curious about every little thing that was going on and, you know, kind of just give my insight. You know, I like to learn insight on things, and you know, it translated, and here the fuck we are now, steps ahead of lots of people, putting big foreheaded ass people in their places, sitting transgender people down wholeheartedly, handily, easily, setting people straight, being people's teachers nowadays, you know, being people's parent figures and grown adults' lives. You know, I help all ages. You might as well call me a counselor. I mean, you could say the what was a little like bullshit joke that people liked is because like men would make fun of women and their little novellas or soap operas and stuff, and then they're like, oh well, podcasts are just like soap operas for men or something. Hey, bitch, fuck you. I'm just kidding. But we have a whole entire lineup today for what we were going to be discussing, but I just said fuck it, man. I said fuck it. We're gonna freehand this baby, and we're not holding back on this episode. So let's go quickly back to the threads. Threads is, I mean, it's pretty cool, man. I mean, I like that their character limit isn't too. I mean, I've been able to write everything I've been wanting to write, and I haven't been my posts haven't been flagged or there's nothing. I mean, I don't think there legitimately is anybody or any the social media platforms that are it's what they're doing as a whole when it comes to silencing and stuff like that. They're just, I mean, it's just the things that go on. It's the things that are said, and you know, Just like I was telling, some guy the other day about, like, dude, you know, everyone has a phone, everyone has a camera, and there's nowhere you really can hide in the modern day. And, because I was talking and about the how corrupt the FBI is. The FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, let alone with so many other things and the corrupt people and places and organizations and things that people would, you know, the average eye would never take the time to ever sit down and think about. But yeah, I mean, FBI, CIA, I mean, they're all absolute corrupt. I mean, satanic rituals, satanic worshipers, you know, migrate over to the Hollywood elites, all those people that attend the Grammys and all those, this woke mob of celebrities and stuff. And, you know, they're just all fucking weird, man. Now that I really sit here and think about it, dude, it's like I look at them and it's like, yeah, I could definitely see that. I could definitely see all of that. And, you know, I mean, Twitter still is the wild, wild west when it comes to a lot. That's why I was sitting back and thinking, like, dude, how the fuck can you suspend me? But there's all these other, I mean, this is one particular account, dude. I'm like, oh, man, if I were to say that back to back to back. Like, how much goes into reporting someone? So here's the little offensive post, right? And you go and you click. But so for example, so if I go to someone's post, I mean, what the fuck do I do? I go to the right. Oh, no, this is my account. But so someone wants to report a tweet. I don't know, because I don't report tweets and stuff like that. But I do mute people, however. And I was telling Julie this the other day. I used to never block people. I wasn't going to block no motherfuckers. I didn't care to. I didn't feel like I wanted to give them the fucking power for that. But after a while, I realized that dumb fucks are not worth me losing my IQ, let alone letting my IQ go down. Because unlike other people, I cherish being smart. I don't, hearing just the voices and the opinions of just certain people, dude, makes my ears bleed, man. It's like, oh God, shut the fuck up. You know, there's certain people. Can raise your left hand if you have anybody, ladies and gentlemen, in your life that you could just tell, shut the fuck up, pretty much. It's any given point in time. Point blank, a little side note, ladies and gentlemen. Irrelevant people don't matter. Irrelevant opinions don't matter. And dumb fucks who stay the same over the years are irrelevant. Meaning, like, you know, this point blank is, in life, we're going to get tested so much, ladies and gentlemen. No, don't even let me get started. You can get fucked over in life. Way worse than a bitch could fuck you. Life fucks you. It fucks you in the ass. Hard. I mean, that was a pretty aggressive, analogy? That was a pretty aggressive way to word it, but life fucks you over, man. Some people aren't ready. Some people are not opposed to knowing. I mean, we said this the other day on the podcast. You know, there's people that want the truth. There's people that are scared to know it, and so they hide from it. There's people that act out and act like a fucking idiot because of it. In a way, their way of showing that they're too insecure to know it. And there's people that just go about it as if, you know, there's nothing wrong. You know, either I'm going to deny it, either I'm going to hide from it, or I'm going to act like an idiot because I can't contain myself and I can't really come to terms that whatever it is that I'm thinking isn't true. Gotta love delusional people. Gotta love people who don't have anywhere to go in their lives, but to stay the same. People enjoy staying the same. People seem to enjoy. I mean, from my point of view, I mean, I don't personally like to stay the same. I like to believe that every day we can I mean, if you can, humbly, 1% better each day. But in my case, I like to say that it's a little bit more than that sometimes. But, you know, the thing about me is I'm mad enough to understand what's going on. So something goes wrong, something bad happens. You know, if it was something that I had maybe anticipated to happen, or it was something that I, you know, I could think, oh, okay, I'm not surprised this happened or that happened. And you have a somewhat of a mutual understanding about why the fuck it happened versus being caught off guard. Oh, no. What the hell am I going to do? Oh, no. Overdrawn bank account. Oh, no. Automatic charge. Oh, no. She left me. Oh, no. I'm working alone. Oh, no. You know, I've said this also a couple times. Our reactions, believe it or not, even if you egotistic maniacs out there choose to not believe it, like, dude, when our reactions are literally almost very, 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 very close to being almost more important than the actual action that's happened. So it'd be like the worst thing in the world, and you could be as mad as you want or upset about something that happened or whatever it is that happened. And, you know, it could be the worst thing in the world. You could be 100% right in about what something happened. And this thing, magical thing could have happened to you. But you decided to blurt out or explode on someone, you know. And therefore, warrants you looking like the idiot right there. But then again, there's also another version of the story where it's you finally reacting to someone who's treating you bad, and then you explode on them, or I say go off, or, you know, just blow the fuck up on someone, you know, you do that, and you're automatically looked at as a bad guy. You're automatically looked at as the villain. You're automatically looked at as the person of interest that everyone or whomever it is that's causing you this, or whatever group or gender or orientation is calling you that, or hate group or whatever the hell fuck people have nowadays, whatever it is causing you these issues, you almost have to throw it out the window and look at your reactions. For me, irrelevant people have no say-so in my life. Especially if their points aren't valid. That's what I said. Humility, being humble, accountability, responsibility, all those ability words, the words with the ability and all that, ladies and gentlemen, it's very important shit to have. You know what I mean? It's like, if you don't have it, you're not going to understand what the fuck or how the fuck to navigate yourself through life in a mature, proper manner. You know what I mean? It's just, oh, no, you can't do that. You must understand why. You can't treat people this way and expect to get a handout. You know, people of all ages, you know, more so sucks when it's an older adult, or at least over the age of a 30 plus, you know, having to do that. But in reality, there's a bunch of fucking idiots everywhere. It doesn't matter. You're running into people everywhere, man. Don't think for one second that you won't run into a dumb fuck out there. But, you know, one thing for sure. It's like the longest I've ever, like, talked straight through like that. For sure is one thing, is I do not live for what anyone else wants, what anyone else wants to do, what everyone else calls for, whatever they want. You know, if it's someone's toxic thing that they want, or toxic behaviors, or, you know, whatever it is, a toxic, I don't know, I can't even put it in words, like, you know, whatever someone wants, you know, that's a negative trait, or negative actions, or it can result in negative actions, or bad things happening. You know, first things first, you don't live for anyone else, you live for yourself. If we live for everyone else, and let alone our haters and all that, man, haters can suck on a cock, for all I care. You know, I mean, haters are lovers and secret fans. And speaking of secret fans, man, did I get an earful of, like, some weird fucking shit the other day. Like, dude, it was just hearing it, man. I don't know, even know if I want to say it on here. Like, I can't, I want to, but it's not like bad. Maybe I'll say it on the next one or something, but I just got to word it differently. But it's just like, dude, I mean, all publicity is good publicity. I mean, in a lot of ways. I mean, if you're one of those people that are looking at traffic for how much traffic or, you know, so for podcast listens, like for me, okay, so we're just going to say it and be candid and straight up about it. Okay, so I don't give a fuck who listens to this podcast, who doesn't. I don't care for, you know, who, Charlie and his mother and his grandmother and his ex-girlfriend are listening. It doesn't matter. I mean, I do it because I do it. I like it because I like it. I spread the knowledge. I spread the will to listen, to achieve things, to persuade, to allow people to understand and or cherish the fact that knowledge is absolute power. Your knowledge, your mindset, your mindset is forever going to be the leading factor over physicals. You know, physicals are important, especially if you're like a fighter or you're an athlete and you're working constantly and in a fast-paced environment, just working hard in general. Overall, you know, there's been several times, man, I'm just like, my mind doesn't want to give up, but my body does, and I have to listen to my body. First things first, you always got to listen to your body. Don't listen to, I mean, your mind and everything too, but, you know, you got to finally be able to meet yourself in the middle to where you can make the right choice, even though it stings. But like I said, going back to what we were saying about the reactions and stuff, right? So, yeah, you can choose to either walk away or allow this person to be a pussy and win, because people will make you seem like you're the one that did something wrong, and versus all this other stuff and everything else being saved and, you know, people actually sitting down and talking like humans and adults, they make you seem like you're some sort of horrible monster or something. But then it's like, that's not even the case, because first things first, I wouldn't waste my time with any human being, let alone argue with any human beings over the years. Or I haven't, even over the years, even in my teenage years. Dude, I have never really had any, I mean, I can't even think of any serious hatred or anything towards me or nothing like that. At least not that I know of. I mean, people are probably thinking shit in their heads, probably. I mean, aren't we all? We're all secretly racist, right? In some ways. I mean, how does racism mean, like, and hating people, I mean, hey, that's a form of hate, isn't it? Is racism a form of hate? Yeah, you say you hate whatever race it is, you know. I 100% love every type of nationality that there is, but doesn't mean the people aren't all dumb fucks. I mean, we're all dumb fucks as human beings in general. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's all about how you come off as a person. It's all about your character. It's all about how you treat someone. It's how you treat the people. It's how you respond to negativity. It's how you respond to adversity and when things get tough. Which one are you? Are you going to be the pussy? Are you going to be the one who goes back and tries again and tries again and tries again until you finally get it? But then again, you're on side B, or as we like to say, because this is and still is and always will be, you know, fight-based podcast, the blue corner. So the other side of the equation, the only time you truly lose is when you fully accept that you lose, or you fully accept that whatever it is you're trying to attempt is no longer going to be something you should be trying to attempt. End of story. Not end of the book. And not even in the end of the chapter. It doesn't even warrant the end of a chapter. There's endless amounts of things, endless potential, there's endless possibilities, all these other different, oh, this, the sky is beyond the limit. Dude, we're in the multiverse now. Have you guys not seen Spider-Man and all the recent Avengers movies? I mean, the Infinity War, Endgame, all that. We're in the fucking multiverse now. So, dude, there's no damn, the sky is too close to us to limit ourselves to that small, precise amount of knowledge. I mean, It depends on what it is that you're trying to think about, or, you know, at the same time, you know, I don't want to flood my mind with bullshit. I like to think that I efficiently would like to fill my mind with quality-based stuff. You know, I like to think I put a lot of thought into a lot of things. I mean, a lot of things I say for sure, obviously, because I've been told that quite some time. But, you know, it can work in good ways, bad ways, positive or negative. I mean, yeah, I mean, my words can motivate, inspire, and help people and entertain and all that. But, you know, I've never really been someone. The only times I've ever really, like, exploded in or went off or cussed people out or something, it's when you push your buttons. Like, some people, you know, you just mess with the wrong people in the wrong day, wrong time, and they come after you. And there's a lot of times where I wouldn't hold back, you know, like me, and, like, I'll be the type to think of every single possible hurtful thing to say to someone. Like, oh, hey, you're fat, you're ugly, nobody loves you, hope you burn in hell, hope you crash in your cars. Like, just every little petty thing that I could think of. But it was only if I was disrespected first. Which reminds me, this trait that I live by. It's got mixed reviews on it. I'm pretty sure we've probably touched base and or talked about this before. But treat how you want to be treated, right? Simple quote. Six words. Wait, treat one how you want to be treated. Seven words. God damn it, we're wrong. Okay, so treat how you want to be treated. So, point blank, at the top of it, if I walk out the door right now, I see side A, side B, neighbor A, neighbor B. Yeah, of course, I'm always going to be genuine. I'm not going to be an asshole to someone completely or just let them ruin my days and stuff. But hey, certain people will push you to your possible limits, and you know, you have no filters. And certain people just don't have filters when it comes to people that are in their lives and stuff. But you know, as I said, I'm the type of guy to really stand by my words and stuff. And you know, I think about the things that I say. I mean, obviously, I think about it afterwards. I think about the overall aspect of it. So say you've got a negative or a toxic person that, you know, either it's your baby mama or your cousin or your sister or that third niece cousin or whoever the fuck it is. Yeah, so if they're causing you all these issues, if they're causing you discomfort mentally and physically, you know, if they're causing you just rage and frustration, just everything else that you wouldn't want, there's a problem, obviously, right? No shit, right? There's a problem. There is a huge problem. But for me, I can boldly sit here and say that I have never dealt with someone who's so goddamn stupid. I'm not saying any names, Dan. I'm specifically referencing one thing, but I mean, you could use it as a whole a situation as a whole, because I know I'm not the only one in the world that probably has someone that there's people around, or anyone and everyone, but. You know, there's certain people, you know, and just, you know, you can't say certain things to certain people. You know what I mean? Like, the same thing happens with the fighters online, you know. Fans will talk shit to them online on Twitter and tell them how much they suck or whatever else it is. And be, what the fuck was that? And be first one to want to shake their hand in person or act like nothing ever happened. I mean, like, oh, okay, that's how we do it. No, but going back to what I was saying about the treating people, you know, like, you know, if someone's rude to me first, then I'm gonna match their energy. You know, I'll raise my tone, or you know, I'll be a bitch back to them if they're gonna be one to me first. So, and especially with, I don't just go out disrespecting anybody just to disrespect. So if they come at me first doing that, then that's where the problems are. That's where the problems lie, ladies and gentlemen. Right? So, no, I like to say and think candidly, wholeheartedly, more times than I haven't, you can help people. You can help and inspire. What the fuck was that? Oh, some guy just driving by in a truck, Ford F-150. These people are really racing and stuff. Like, this has been quite bizarre weather here, like, especially on the Pacific. I mean, I know a handful of listeners are from different parts of the place, but California's weather has been very different. I mean, yesterday was windy and stuff like that. Dude, yesterday I wore shorts and a red shirt, a solid red shirt. But dude, oh my God, the other day, like people, I had the, obviously you guys probably seen it in all my pictures, every single one of them. The Venoms, or not the Venoms, the what the fuck is it called? Is that, yeah, the black Spider-Man, Miles Morales, the Miles Morales sweater, right? So that thing does not, people keep telling me they like it, it looks good, it looks warm. Like, no, that thing does not keep me warm, dude. That thing is just for looks almost, I feel like. Good God, that thing does not keep you warm. And I'm just like, oh my God. It's cold as fuck. And then when I'm in that kind of position, I'm like, oh, dude, the first thing for me that personally gets colder first is my feet. My feet are my legs and stuff like that. So, like, there would be times, there had been times, like, in the past when I would be at work or something, it'll be raining or storming, or I just didn't want to be somewhere around where there was customer service. Because, you know, when you work in, like, a customer service setting, you got a lot of dumb fucking idiots around you that come through. And every time you see someone either come in, whether you worked at Taco Bell or McDonald's or whatever it is, or hardware store or some shit like that, you never know what the fuck who's going to come in with what bullshit. That's what kind of makes it a little bit dangerous. And Julie talks about it kind of a lot, saying, like, oh, you know, it could be any one of these people could be the person to try to maybe rob you or do whatever, you know. But you can't forecast these things. You can prepare and be aware, but you can't speak these things in existence, because some people just have that given power to where they're able to speak things into existence, or, you know, foresee things. But point blank, for me, I just pay attention to the facts. It really isn't that hard. I mean, if you're finding yourself getting mad about the same thing for the billionth time in a row, and you know, you're getting nowhere, especially if you have somebody that is willing to help get you through the fire. You got to, I mean, for me, man, growing up and just going through all my high school years and any single time that I could have used a helping hand or some advice or something, or, you know, just someone to understand, you know, a lot of it's, you know, not necessarily like, I need you to understand what I'm saying in that specific situation or scenario. It's more so, I just want you here to listen. I want you to vent. I want you to somewhat understand. You know, like I said, and I've said this many times, I mean, we are in a full world full of people with different ways of thinking, who think differently, who have different opinions, who think differently than we do. But we have to understand that. That's the thing. We have to understand that. We have to put ourselves in the mind frames to be able to still perform at our tip-top highest level ever, despite people being against whatever it is we're doing or just being against us in general. But, you know, that's the maturity in a human being. That's a maturity in life in general, that we are able to still carry ourselves and or... Dude, oh my God, those are some fucking massive ass titties. Goodness gracious, dude. Do not open Instagram in public. Oh God. It's freaking, oh my goodness gracious. That is crazy. Yeah, we're getting banned. I'm just kidding. No, just like some freaking, I don't know, some ad or something. Some, you know, those sponsored ads. People can pay for their ads and stuff. But dude, how about Threads, man? Why the hell is this post not uploading? Are they in the process of suspending me? No, I'm just kidding. But how about, yeah, I mean, Threads, it's like, yeah, it's like a thread of the comment section. So you're really able to just talk about, I mean, not everything, like I said, ladies and gentlemen. So it's pretty much like Instagram too. So, I mean, if you have Instagram, it's like that. And, you know, it automatically follows people that you follow, or I don't know how it's set up, like, oh, because I follow this person on Instagram, and so I follow them on here. So for my thread, it has 24 followers, and all these followers are the people that I have for sure on my Instagram that have Threads. And dude, oh my God, if you go to it, I mean, it is kind of like Twitter now. I'm looking at it, I'm actually on it right now. So it's like a whole thread of everything just crammed together, though. It's crammed together. It gets kind of overwhelming, but you just gotta, like, point blank, not spend too much time on your phone in general. Like, I mean, I, like I said, limited my my Twitter time. I mean, I'm not saying I limited my time on my phone. And just, you know, if I haven't write anything, ladies and gentlemen, you can follow it on Truth Social. Truth Social? Is it a .com or how is it? You can download the app to Truth Social. That was the app Trump, didn't Trump come up with that app or something like that? But yeah, Truth Social, what is it? Here it is. TruthSocial.com. Okay, so navigate, pull out your smartphones. And oh, in our case, I had for something else to say at the top of the hour too. So on the notes, it said that, so we got the QR code, right? So the QR code, meaning you pull your smartphone out, right? Smartphone. You don't have to type in the mispronunciation of the what you think the podcast name was. No. It saves you all the breath. You get the QR code and take a fucking picture. It takes you directly to where you need to go. Simple as that. So that's what we're going to do and set up some of those and definitely get some more traction for that, dude. I met like two artists that were, I met this kid the other day that was, had 26,000 subscribers on Spotify for his music. Dude, in person too. It wasn't on no fucking online, dude. It was in person. It was 26 plus thousand of subscribers on his music. And I'm like, oh, this fucker is not lying. And I subscribed to it, but I hadn't heard a peep of the music. And then this other guy, the other one I was talking about on the last episode, his name was Aaron or something like that. But yeah, I mean, Spotify is the home to artists, ladies and gentlemen. I definitely would suggest that one for people, for sure. Did I find myself using Threads more than Instagram? I mean, for me, for Instagram, like, okay, so Threads, I don't have to look at people's fucking pictures all the damn time on Instagram. So, I mean, I do find myself using Threads more in LA. And, like, you know, I just go on some rant sometimes, talk about whatever random shit that pops in my head or something, or just, you know, different things. I mean, on Truth Social, for anyone that knows, if anyone wants a free speech platform, like I said, I mean, I've posted a lot of different quote-unquote controversial things that would probably get me censored and banned on these other platforms. But, yeah, and I posted the tweet or the Twitter violating or something like violent speech or something, or saying, deeming that my posts were violent or whatever it is and all that. And I said, just whatever bullshit and anything and everything. But, you know, to protect the account status, I guess. I mean, it's not good. I mean, if it happens, it happens. But, dude, goodness God. Like, building up all those followers, having to go back and do it again and, you know, tell people to follow this or go and follow this again. And you know, some people it's just hard to get in touch with sometimes. Like, dude, it's just fucking crazy and horrible sometimes, dude. It's just like, no. I can't go and refollow every person again. I can't go and get all these people to follow me again. And if I can do some correct math, if I could think for 1 second how many Twitter accounts that we've had, how many Twitter accounts, I'm probably thinking about three. There's probably two. No, maybe like one of them was bullshit, but serious Twitters, the one that got suspended, the one that I don't have any fucking access to, it's still up there, so that's 2,000 plus followers, but, what's it called? And the Truth Speech Pod. So, you could follow that one, ladies and gentlemen. So, like I said, since we're here, right here, we're gonna do these quick plugs. GT King Official on Twitter. Truth Speech Pod on Twitter and Instagram. Like I said, on my Instagram and my Twitter, you just go to the link in my bio. Why did I feel like that was a thing bitches would say in the beginning? Like women would say, in my bio. Like, click the link in my OnlyFans bio. Is that still a thing? Is OnlyFans still popping? I remember when they had it, like, I didn't have it for myself. Like, I wasn't just posting pictures of my cock or nothing, or naked pictures or nothing. No, I used to, yeah, just because, like, you know, when you're alone and single and all that at the times and stuff, you think, it's like, dude, there's, I was just curious and, you know, genuinely curious because, you know, I follow a fuck ton of models that I can't unfollow because it's like, oh my God, there's just so many of them, like TikTok especially, dude. Like, oh my God, just like everybody I follow was absolutely attractive on there. That's all on there in the past and stuff. But that was, I think it was like, I have two TikToks. And then there was, what is it called? Who is that? Oh, it was a two, it was my TikTok. So, yeah, I mean, I had attractive people on there, but I was just following them because they were attractive. Like, you being attractive doesn't make you good at anything. It just means people think your physical appearance is nice and that they just want to fuck you. So, that was the only reason why. It's not that I wanted to fuck them. I would never touch none of those models, man. Like I said, I mean, if you look at how attractive they were compared to me, I'm like, dude, I'm ugly as fuck, man. Compared to me, like, dude, these women were absolutely attractive. I'm not trying to get into details, dude. I'm going to get murdered right now, but yeah, man. So it's like all these accounts and all that. I can't, you know, the main source, the main point, the main, what is it called? The main, what the fuck is it called when you, like the point, the main point of all this was, you know, it's a pain in the fucking ass. Pain in the fucking ass. To go and refollow, recreate another email and all this, another fucking passcode, ooh, parody accounts, people thinking it's fake, and or whatever else it is, dude, it's just a pain in the ass. So, regardless of what it is, you know, we'll continue to do everything and anything and all the things, podcasts on the podcast for the podcast. But how about we really spark up some fireworks here? Not smoking. Where the fuck is a bong anyways? Another room. But I want to introduce you guys to my goddamn friend. Just kidding. But there is an episode. I mean, I can't tell you when. I don't have it specifically scheduled or nothing like that. But I wanted to sit and play my top favorite songs from my fucking playlist on Apple Music live. On our Truth Speech podcast, ladies and gentlemen. But there's no shortage of history being made here on the show, so bear with me.
Power on, Bluetooth pairing.
You know, pairing. Dude, this speaker is so fucking savage. So goddamn savage. It steals your connection. So, like, if I have my AirPods or my earbuds, this thing will take your connection directly from there. Whoever's connected, it will take your connection, and your phone or whatever the fuck you're playing will be playing. All right, so we got to connect to this shit real quick, bitches. I know it's a little bit late here. We're about 5 minutes out before we hit an hour, but if you like our show, be sure to subscribe, obviously, weekly. We are available everywhere you get your shows, primarily Spotify. Other seems to be a category on the app as well. But hey, man, wherever the fuck you listen to the show, that's all that fucking matters. That's all that fucking matters. And get ready to hear this, ladies and gentlemen. You're about to hear this thing sound like it's going to go. It's called Boom Mode. Yeah, if you guys want to, I'm not here to promote. I'm not here to be doing. Let me just tell you from my own personal perspective. Ion is a good fucking brand. Go to Costco, Google it, Ion Pathfinder. I-O-N, Pathfinder. Same way you would think about it. Pathfinder, dude. Pathfinder Go. It's like a lunchbox, but a fucking speaker, dude. It's fucking booming as well, and the EQ is absolutely fantastic. And what's going to be the first fucking song that we start bumping up here on this podcast, ladies and gentlemen? I mean, I like a little bit of everything, man. I mean, I like a lot of techno. I like a lot of what's it called? EDM. I don't know what the hell to call it though. Like, like just the category. This is called Goodbye. It's by Iman Bach and Good Boys. Now I can't say goodbye. This shit's gonna be lit, man. We can have a really good time on the show. You hear the change in the EQ? Is it Spotify, so we are allowed to sing here, ladies and gentlemen. This is Truth Speech with the King, ladies and gentlemen. This is episode 4. Is it episode 476? 476, right? 476. 476 fucking episodes. I almost don't want to get out of here. No, this is episode 477, ladies and gentlemen. This is episode 477 of True Speech with the King. My name is Gabriel motherfucking Hernandez. Dude, Julie hooked it up for my birthday, man. Oh, my God. So she got me this really nice bag. A good gym bag. This is a good song, too. It's by Dance Fruit. But, you know, the Seven Nation Army by White Stripes is like a hip-hop dance collab version. But dude, let me tell you, dude, Julie hooked it the fuck up. She got me this really nice bag. Then on top of that, she got me an entire fucking drawer. Just overall, like the last of munchies. Absolute. Every little snack that I liked. Well, every snack that I do like in general. Like, dude, I was like, oh my gosh, from all my favorite candies to anything and everything that I've ever mentioned, something that I enjoy. Dude, on top of, I'm gonna tell you guys first and foremost here right now. Talking to myself at night because I can't forget. Back and forth to my mind behind a cigarette. No, I'm gonna tell you, dude, I'm a big motherfucking fan of Bath and Body Works supplies here, man. I don't give a fuck. I'll punch you in the fucking mouth if you got a problem with the man saying that, okay? But, dude, I can put on, I don't give a fuck. Dude, if it smells fucking good, I'm gonna rub that lotion. I don't care if it smells like a woman or not, man. If that shit smells good, that shit smells good, you know what I mean? So, I was just like, dude, I have to. And she got me some good-ass body wash that I cannot wait. Dude, after this podcast, I'm going to hop in the shower and do that, man. That's going to be one hell of a fucking shower, though, dude. Oh, my God. That's going to be one cool one. I really, really can't wait to do that, man. That's going to be a good one. And, dude, oh, my God. The lotion. Oh, yeah. Song, right? I mean, that's on that. Do you have any? We didn't even really touch the surface, ladies and gentlemen. We didn't even touch the surface, but you know, we can put on one more, I guess. Wait, what's this? Playing downloaded version. This song was downloaded in high quality stereo, and downloaded version will always play. To listen in Dolby Atmos, remove the download and play again. Fuck you! Just kidding. Hope there's no one sleeping or nothing. But, anyways, guys. Anyways. I mean, I think that's everything. I mean, we got to sneak in a couple songs and stuff like that too. That's only barely scratching the surface for what we're gonna have and stuff in the future and what we have in the future. But, dude, yeah. So point blank is, you know, the next time we get on this show, I have to have a fucking case on my little iPhone because my little baby one won't survive without a case. It's like she has no clothes on. It's like she's butthole naked. I was like, oh, God, I got to get a case, and I will pay for express shipping if necessary, folks. But with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, you have just experienced another phenomenal episode of the podcast, another phenomenal episode of Truth Speech with the King, and another phenomenal hour and couple minutes of your life where you were felt motivated. I was trying to find a way to word it, like you felt insightful from listening to it. You felt accomplished. You felt like something happened that was one of the best things in the world. You know what I mean? Like when you listen to this podcast, I want you all to know the qualities that you possibly possess that you may not even know yourself. You know what I mean? So like your qualities. What the fuck is this thing doing? I don't know. The little Wi-Fi signal was bouncing back and forth on this little iPhone. But just to know that the possibilities in life are limitless. The possibilities are endless. And we can make anything happen that we put our minds to. Don't allow anybody to be toxic. Don't allow anybody to treat you horrible. Don't let anybody make you feel like lesser of a person. You show these motherfuckers who the fuck you are. Don't let none of those little pussy ass motherfuckers say anything, stop you from doing anything, get in your face, be nosy, be fucking weird. Point blank is, you know, anyone acts like that towards me, I'll smack the fuck out of them, dude. Like, I don't care. I don't hold back with my words or with nothing like that. Some people, unfortunately, have to learn the hard way, but, you know, hey, I mean, I got enough slapping it and knocking the fuck out of some motherfuckers. I have enough steam for a lot of people, man. So that being said, I mean, we're not gonna end in a negative note, but point blank is, ladies and gentlemen, don't let anybody get to you. If they're irrelevant, they don't mean shit, like we said earlier, ladies and gentlemen. But without further ado, that is all we have for today's show, ladies and gentlemen. So like I said, you can find our show everywhere you get your shows, primarily podcasts, on Spotify for podcasts. We are available on SoundCloud as well. If you have an Apple, like I do, I have two of them. Apple Podcasts, we're available on Google Podcasts, CastBox, Radio Player, some shit like that. Dude, there's a whole list. If you go directly to the link, directly to our homepage, on Spotify, the Spotify for Podcasters homepage, that has our podcast on there. It shows you all the podcast providers and stuff. I know a lot of people have been using a little bit of everything. So we appreciate you guys. We hope you guys have a good Monday. Yeah, we were back on a Monday. It's July 10th already. Goodness gracious. Back on here on a Monday. Back here at the hard-hitting episode. Back here after July 4th, which you didn't do too much. You know, if anything, I was being more paranoid than anything. But, dude, Julie tore it up for my birthday. Like, she killed it in a good way. Like, oh, my God. Like, dude, I was unbelievable, man. I was really, really but unbelievable. Like, I was freaking blown away. Like, I love you, honey. Love you, baby. Yeah, like I said, ladies and gentlemen, my wife listens to this podcast. So Julie hears me say something about a woman, like I opened Instagram earlier or something, or talking about like a FedEx, a female or something, like, oh, like, okay, well, I am going to get ran over or sleep on the couch because of my word actions that were portrayed here on a Zip podcast. But like I said, ladies and gentlemen, but we will be back sooner rather than later. Don't drink and drive. Don't smoke and drive. Treat everyone how you want to be treated. Don't settle for less. Love yourself. And remember, you are a bad bitch. You're a bad motherfucker, and you're the best person in the motherfucking room anywhere you walk in, okay? So, that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we will see you all on the next episode. And we'll be back here for more truth, more action, more entertainment, more out-the-box content. Unfiltered, uncensored. Listen to discretion is advised, like I said in the beginning. If you're a pussy, this podcast isn't for you. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, we out of this bitch. Bye, folks.
Time to ride, I pull up on the scene, real fast. It's time to ride, I pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, hands to the sky. It's time to ride, I pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, hands to the sky.
Jump, head to the sky. It's time to ride. My homies that be grinding all the time.